Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is it like to have lunch with the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama? What does it feel like to work with your granddaughter to create a recipe, Poke Me Ke Aloha, a recipe that earned them two free trips to Washington, D.C.? Jan Yap is joining us today, and she's here to tell us about that and much more. Jan began her teaching career in Northern California and was a practicing artist in Colorado before teaching at Punahou School for more than 25 years. Along the way, she was an advisor for a Christian outreach club. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is outreach. Yes, to reach you, to touch you. Not just us, of course, but the Lord touching you through the mighty and personal testimonies of our guests to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, for you to know that He loves you, that Christ knows you. No matter where you are, no matter what challenges you might be facing, no matter what your stage of life is right now, God knows all things. And dear, when He knows you and loves you, He sent His Son. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. Christ shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. But 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Jan Yap, will do so in your life as well. Would you open your heart to Christ? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Jan is a mother of three adult children, two of whom are married, and three grandchildren. She's married to Willis. She also teaches a middle school Sunday school class at St. Peter's Episcopal Church. Jan, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's just get right on to it. Not very many people can say they had a meal with the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. You did. Tell us, what was it like?
Well, let me just preface this with how it became.
Yes.
I've been teaching for over 27 years, and I remember some students from Punahou were awarded this gift of a trip for two to the White House. And so, therefore, I was trying to inspire my students at Liholiho. Upon retiring from Punahou, I really missed the kids so much. And the reason why I retired was I had a hip replacement, and my husband said, take care of your body. But before I even fully retired, the principal at Liholiho asked if I would be the wellness teacher and teaching once or twice a week. And so I tried to encourage my students there to apply for this. So I went online and I looked at all the prerequisites. And then finally, this past spring break, I told my granddaughter, this is your last opportunity to have lunch with Michelle Obama, so let's go for it. So I took her to a restaurant called 40 Carrots at Bloomingdale's, and we analyzed a Hawaiian poke bowl. John Matsubara was one of my former students, but I taught him art. And so I told my two grandkids, like, this is not just a free meal. We're coming here to analyze this and to study this. Mm-hmm. So they picked out what they wanted on that plate, and we came home, we analyzed it, and then we went to the library, and we borrowed maybe, about five or six poke books, Sam Choi's, and we came home and we started to experiment. So all through spring break, we tested out some recipes while she cut and diced, and I mixed and she tasted, and then we tried to write the recipes down. And then vacation was ending, and I had to leave for the mainland to help my daughter, my other daughter. So I told my Kyra Grace's mother to send it in, and she kind of tweaked the recipe and she tweaked the essay. And then we found out that we won. We went to the first and then the second, and then while the family, the Pan family, they were at Disneyland, we found out that KG had won. So we started to prepare for this trip. I don't know why, but I had to make her a dress. It had to be a local print. And anyway, so leading up to it, we had all these preliminary things we had to do. We had to go through security with all of our identification. And then the day of the actual luncheon, we had to go through all these different security roadblocks. But then finally we got to the White House, and it was awesome. I mean, the way they treated us, the dignitaries that were there to greet us. I don't think KG really fully understand what transpired. And I made her a dress that had all these pockets, because we had to leave our handbags for security when we got into our actual picture taking. So once we got to the red room, we got our pictures, and then we went into this east room where the tables were decorated with baskets were made with garden hose shaped into baskets, and all of the fruits and vegetables that were in place of flowers. All of our name tags were beautifully calligraphed. All of the flatware were put into garden gloves. So the whole festivity was more than what both KG and I could comprehend. We sat on a table with Rachel Ray and her assistant. And just a couple of weeks ago, found out that KG's recipe was in the Rachel Ray magazine. That was awesome also. Oh. So and then they had also the Jungle Book performers from Disney World. So I had to really remember that it wasn't our doing, that this was a tribute to the Lord. It was He who orchestrated everything, just everything, including my son-in-law, Christopher Pan, who said the whole family's going to go. And it took him hours just trying to arrange for the flights out, which was really frustrating for, you know, demanding for him. But we even found a place to stay. In addition, we had a free room at a hotel, but we wanted to stay a week. So my daughter had a classmate from Wellesley who allowed us to stay in their three-floor home right near all of the public transportation. So that was a gift also. Mm. You know, every single part of this experience was a gift. Nothing we could ever, ever have arranged. So I would say it was the Lord who orchestrated everything, including the writing of the recipe and the making of the dress and, you know, everything.
Well, I'm listening to your description, and it's no surprise that you are an artist in the way that you've described it. I can picture some of it in my mind.
Oh, there's more. I mean, I could go on and on, but I don't want to take up your time here.
What was it like meeting the First Lady?
I found her so gracious. I found out that the way she related to the students was so personal. Even her speech, it was, she read all the recipes, she read all the bios, and she could pick out the students and give them an attribute. she could really make us so feel so welcome. So when we got to the line and they announced us formally, like Kyra Grace Pan and Janice Yap from Honolulu, and as we walked up, we all gave the shaka sign, and she said, "Do you know that my niece?" I said, "Yes, your niece is starting seventh grade at Punahou." She goes, "How do you know the story?" Maya Satoru Ng's daughter just started the seventh grade, and I learned this from one of Maya's friends that we met just that previous weekend. Mm. So, and then we didn't see the president, but he did also a video and greeted the kids again there. He did his homework, and he made his speech so personal to the kids there that we just felt warmth and acceptance. It was just such a personal experience. Nothing like, you know, white gloves and very formal. It was like you were talking to your uncle or your auntie. Mm-hmm. So it was, that made me feel so, and KG too, felt so welcomed.
When we come back, I'd like, maybe we could spend a few moments just enjoying a time of reflection. You know, what do you think, for example, that, how has it impacted your life? You know, how did that experience impact your life? How do you think it might impact KG's life? And you did mention quite explicitly, you attributed the experience and all that was connected to it to the Lord, and that God in his grace has brought this about, orchestrated the details. You see his hand at work. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about that and how you came to know the Lord. Jan Yap in studio today, and yeah, we're sharing in this moment quite lofty the experiences that she's had, but so personal. Sort of reminds me of how God in his marvelous grace relates with us through his Son Jesus Christ in such a personal way. Stay with us, we'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, what happens? What happens when you try? You say, Danny, what are you talking about? No, what I mean is when you try something that you haven't tried before, perhaps there's an opportunity, but you think it might be out of reach. Well, why? Why would you believe that it's out of reach? Have you considered what it would take? Have you broken the steps down and taken them in small pieces and said, you know, I can do this first step. And as you do that, maybe it'll lead to the second step. And before you know it, over the course of time, through process, you may have accomplished something by just going through that process, like sending in an application or sending in something that needs to be sent for evaluation. Who knows what kind of doors God will open, and what would you have become like in the process? How will you have changed? Jan Yap, her granddaughter KG, well, through their process, they not only created a new recipe, a recipe Poke Meke Aloha, but it was showcased there in Washington, D.C., at the White House, with a luncheon with First Lady Michelle Obama. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. If you were tuning in right now or perhaps caught the tail end of the last segment, you may want to get this program in its entirety. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and you can get it as a free podcast. As I typically say, go ahead and share it with family members and friends. Jan, a moment of reflection. How do you think this experience there in D.C. will change your life?
Well, I wanted to really make an impact on KG's life. So, you know, whenever I've applied for many, many fellowships, and I would call it like an addiction. Every summer, you know, when I was teaching, I would always apply for the National Endowment for the Humanities, or I would apply for a Fulbright, teacher abroad. So before I ever start something, you know, I always start in prayer, like, dear Lord, please inspire me, give me the words, give me the ideas. And not always is it easy, but I have to call upon the Lord all the time to inspire whatever I'm going to do. So where is it going to go from here? Number one is the students. I've already packed my bags for Thursday when I go to to Liholiho, and wanted to share with them what transpired, to encourage them, not to brag, but to encourage. And for KG, I want her to learn that it takes hard work. It takes stepping out of your comfort zone. So before she returned to school at Punahou, we made a list, and she had to send all of these thank you letters, about six or seven of them. And in it was, how are you going to pay this forward? What are you going to do with this? So she had to contemplate where she wanted to go with this. I know for me, it's been sharing this experience, but also giving credit to the Lord that it wasn't all of our doing, because there's no way we could have done everything on our own. And he always throws us such surprises. So one of the things that we kind of came up with, her dad is executive director at First Presbyterian in Ko'olau, and they go out and they help the homeless do laundry. One of the inspirations, I don't know, if we can make it happen, is to, you know, make some snacks for the kids of these homeless parents who go and do their laundry out there. So we got to come up with something there. But another thing is, like, you're going to have to share this experience with others, KG. And she goes, I don't want them to look at me. But I said, you know what? The Lord blessed you. How are you going to pay it forward? So we're working on that this experience doesn't just stop with us, but how we're going to share it with others to inspire them but also give credit to the Lord that mm-hmm. He's the one who planted this, and we're just the facilitators of His love and guidance and His inspiration. So, you know, I'm working on that. I'm doing a presentation on Thursday, and I'm sharing it with the Sunday school kids that I teach twice a month at St. Peter's. So, but, you know, not letting it stop with us, that it was our idea. It wasn't. We're just carrying it and paying it forward. So that's what I want her to derive from this experience. Mm-hmm.
Jan, where did you grow up?
Grew up in Honolulu. I went to Sacred Hearts Academy for 13 years. My mother was a devout, devout follower of Christ. Matter of fact, you know, every day when I would walk to school, I would always, before I would go to my classes or stand in line, I would always go to chapel and just kneel and just say hi to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, when she retired, went to Mass every single day. She had a group of friends. As I think about it in the past, when I went away to school, I went to CalArts, California Institute of the Arts. Her friends would always send a card, put little Lisi in it, and would always say that they were praying for me. I mean, it didn't mean that much, you know, back then, but, you know, as an adult, to say that somebody has been praying for you, her friends who would pick her up and go to Mass every single day. So it was really my mother as we started out. And my dad wasn't baptized, but when he turned 80, he decided then to join us. But he would always go to church. But I would attribute it to my mother. Always mm-hmm. faithful, always mm-hmm. praying, always. And she would end her letters like, I'm praying for you. And so, you know, I do that too with my kids and with my friends.
What difference do you feel Christ, your relationship with Christ, has made in your life?
Well, let me just go back. You know, I can't do without Him, can't live without Him, can't check in, you know, every day without Him. And I cheat sometimes, you know, I have my daily Bible, but when my quiet moment is to go on the Daily Bread on my iPhone and then listen to the Word and listen to my daily Bible and then spend a little quiet time and then just go through a litany of prayers for everyone that I have on my list. And it's so nice to have, like, former students, like last week, just text me, like, pray for me, I'm going through this. So I can text back and say, I'm praying for you, and these are the prayers that I have for you. So, you know, when we moved back in 86, it wasn't the time that my husband and I wanted to move back. And it wasn't easy. We moved back from Colorado. And it was the Lord who found me a job at Punahou. I couldn't have done it. You know, I just think of all the ways in which it led up to that position there and to have my kids go there and to have my kids be solid in the Lord also. It's can't do without Him.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Mm-hmm. As I raised my kids, I said, I just want you to have a personal relationship. When you go away to college, I'm not going to be there. I'm only human. You can pull the wool over my eyes. You can do whatever you want. But you know what? God is there watching over you. He knows what's in your heart, and He knows what you're going to do. And that's exactly how it was when I went away to school, too. My mother wasn't there. But I can tell you all the situations where the Lord was there. And just guiding me, whether I wanted to be guided in that path or not, but He was always there. So even I've been a part of a Moms in Prayer. It used to be a Moms in Touch, but now it's a Moms in Prayer International since 1989. And we would just pray for our kids. We prayed for their teachers. We prayed for their friends. We prayed that they would get the right classes to get in and the right sports to be accepted into. And then we prayed for the right college. And I can just say all the colleges that my kids got into was not our choices. It was the Lord's choice. Mm. And they've relied upon the Lord also, and now we're doing it for our grandkids, my grandkids.
What is it like when you pray, and then the Lord answers your prayer, but he answers in a different way than you were expecting or hoping, and he leads, let's say in this case, your children to a different school than you thought or hoped that they would go to? How do you process that?
I process that I'm just human, and what I want for them is so insignificant to what he has blessed them with. Mm. I don't think any of my prayers were answered in the way that I anticipated. It's far more grandeur, far more. Mm. You want an example?
When we come back, not only do I want an example, I think having come to this point, we need to hear an example. Well, it's practical. It's something that we can apply in our lives. See, I think sometimes we might sell ourselves short on what God has, settling for what we think is the best, and how short-sighted that is. But that's why we need to hear how it is worked out in the lives of others. And so, yes, indeed, we'll hear more from Jan Yap. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done something that I have done more times than I probably want to? More times than I wish I had done. I didn't trust the Lord. I tried to do things on my own. Well, we'll learn better and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, there you go. You pray hard, and you pray with great detail, and you're fervent in your prayer, and God answers in a different way than you expected or hoped. You realize that God has a bigger plan, a better plan. Sometimes it's hard for us. We feel disappointed. I know, I understand. today, Jan, sharing with us before our break about how, as she's prayed, even for her own children, for example, going to college and praying one way and God opening up other doors, how she's been able to process it. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Amashiro here with our guest today, Jan Yap. Thank you for joining us. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com, the free podcast and other resources, many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of shows, but to your liking, to your need. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Jan, give us an example of how this has played out in your life.
Well, first of all, the kids went to colleges that I never anticipated that they would ever get into. But let's go beyond college and what happened after. We were on a limited budget, and the kids wanted to really travel. You know, when you teach at Punahou, they go away for spring break, Christmas break, and all that. But my kids wanted to see the world, and I said, whatever the Lord has in place, that's where you'd go. So for my son, after graduating from UW, and he made UW in 2 years, he had to go to UH because we said, you're the firstborn. There's no way we could afford for you to go away. But he did eventually after 2 years at UH and there's 2 years at UW. He wanted to see the world, so he went into the Peace Corps. He was in Peace Corps Ponape. And that was quite an experience. And I had to just have faith in the Lord for his safety. And then when Aaliyah graduated, she graduated from Wellesley, and that was not a school that we ever chose for her. First of all, we didn't know how we were going to pay for that. And she wanted to go away and go look at colleges. And I said, we just can't afford it. And you know what the Lord did? He got her a free trip paid for by Carnegie Mellon to go and look at that school. And then she just extended on for $300 and caught the bus and went up and down the East Coast. And then for Sarah, she was accepted at Brown because she was a triple jumper. So, these are, when you worry about where your kid is going to go to school, you just got to really give it to the Lord, and he will place them in a school far better than you could ever imagine. And so after Aaliyah graduated from Wellesley, she wanted to travel, and she wanted to travel when she was in middle school. And I said, we can't afford it. But she applied for a Thomas Watson Fellowship and got monies to study her dream of making paper in Japan, all prayed for by the Thomas Watson Fellowship. And then for Sarah, she went into Peace Corps Morocco, where we went to see her at 122 degree Fahrenheit weather, and she was covered from head to toe because she had to. But she loved it there. And that was not what we wanted her to do when she graduated from college. And then after that, she wanted to go and get her master's. I said, we don't have money for that. So she applied for a Fulbright Fellowship. And where would the Lord place her? Damascus, Syria. Wow. Yeah. And we would, hear about bombings. But, we had to trust in the Lord. And she wanted to go to Jerusalem, to Israel, and she wouldn't tell us until after she came back, but the Lord protected her, and she wanted to study Arabic. Where did the Lord place her and kept her safe? Yemen. So she was in Yemen. So, we could worry about her, but we had to have faith. And the Lord got her out of there, and she was able to do some work with all of her experiences there in the Middle East. And the Lord has other plans for what he's going to be doing with her, once her kids are raised. And but we had to place it all in the Lord's hand. Otherwise, we would say, no, you can't go because it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Now you're seeing, you've experienced that's the power of you sharing today. Your experience, this is your life.
Yes.
Through prayer, as you see the Lord moving, his fingerprints are on your, all over, the children. Now you see the Lord moving in the lives of the grandchildren. How has that strengthened or deepened your relationship with God?
I just see his footprints. But more than anything else is when I see friends or young parents just worried about the future of their kids, I have to really recommend let go and let God rather than constantly worrying about it. You know, you just got to have prayer. You just have to have trust in the Lord and not take it on your own shoulders.
Somebody today, as they listen, they are inspired, they marvel, and yet they may feel like, oh, I wish I had that kind of faith. I wish I could pray like Jan prays. I wish God would move in that way in my life, but it just seems like I'm always a bit short on one aspect or another aspect. And how they may ask, both verbally or maybe even silently, maybe thinking or wondering, how do I bridge that gap? How do I experience that? What would you say?
I would say, don't compare. And I would say take little steps. I could not see what the future would bring. But, you know, now being older and looking back, I can see the footsteps of the Lord in my life and in the lives of the kids. So when we're in the situation, it's really, really hard to see getting out of it. But we can always look back and reflect. So it's like, you know, when you are in the dark, okay, but you have no light. Like, let's say you're going to go to bed, you turn all the lights off. You put your hand out there, and you just feel your way through little baby steps. And then you can turn the light, and then you can see the light. Mm. But you can't just go full gun. Mm-hmm. Without taking those, as I say, little baby steps, one at a time. And that's with life also. And don't compare yourself. Don't look like so-and-so has this, or I wish. You don't do that. You don't wish. You got to live in the moment. Mm. You got to appreciate what the Lord has done for you in every single minute, and don't, you know, look beyond further than you can go. No, it won't work. What will happen is that you'll get so downtrodden and you'll get discouraged, and that's not what he wants.
How did you learn that? That seems like a virtue to be able to live that way. So how was it gradual? Did you experience things that brought you to this place where it's become clear?
Oh, yes.
Clear conviction?
You know, we moved back, as I said, in 86. And the circumstances that we moved back in was because my mother was dying, my dad was getting old, and Willis lost his job as an attorney landman in Colorado. And somehow, during the funeral of my mom, I looked up, you know, at the cross, and I said to my son, you know, Pope is going to take care of us there in heaven. And that day he got an interview with Punho. And that also, I got an interview with Punho, and the principal had saved this position for 6 months, and he didn't fill it. So it was just really gradual little steps. And I remember after we moved home, and I thought this was we moved 11 times prior to moving back to Hawaii, and this was my home, and it was the worst move in my entire life. Why? It was because of the situation that I had to move back in, and we had a beautiful big home in Colorado, and here I was in a 3-bedroom home with an aging father and my mother, who was really sick from cancer, couldn't clean, and so it was just a mess. And then starting, and I was a stay-at-home mom for 10 years, working, you know, as an artist, and all of that was gone, and I had to start teaching, and I hadn't done that for 10 years, and it was hard. And I remember just walking up. I would take a walk for exercise by Diamond Head Theater, and I would see the ocean. It would give me some calmness, and I would cry out to the Lord, like, why did you take everything away from me? And I remember when life was good in Colorado, I would say, someday, Lord, this is all going to come to an end. Because it was just so good. And I said, you know, when this happens, please give me the wherewithal to work through all of this, because I know life is never going to be always stable. I mean, there are ups and downs. And so, you know, it was like preparing myself this day. I mean, not to be negative and a premonition, but this is just life. I would go and pray over at Francis Oda's home. He had a group of praying Christians every Monday night. Mm-hmm. That just saw me through. And then I heard about Moms in Touch through listening to Focus on the Family when I was in Colorado. So I was so happy to find out that they were praying moms at the old First Presbyterian Church on Nehoa. And then I started to have a group of teachers pray together once a week. So because I couldn't, you know, always leave campus to go and pray with the moms in touch group. So I started that. And then I thought, you know, why don't I have this for students? So I started a little group called Students in Touch, and we would pray. And I had that until I retired, where the students would just come in and I would feed them. I would feed them because I taught home ec, and I was given all these bread makers. And so we would just put bread in the bread maker. And that was cheap. I mean, 25 pounds of flour for $5. I mean, I could afford to feed these kids, and just a bottle of peanut butter. And the smell of the bread would bring them through my classroom. And I would just scrounge around. I think there was a funeral at First Pres. And I guess Suzanne Maurer said, Jan, you know, can you use any of this food left over from this memorial? I said, sure. And I would take it and just stock my freezer with food, anything, so that I could microwave it for the kids for the lunchtime, because that way we could have quality time and they wouldn't have to go to the cafeteria. I would find anything, and food would bring them into the classroom. And so food was my bait to bring the kids in. And what would they pray about? So we would always begin with a prayer to bless the food. And then I would always go around and ask them for prayer requests. And then before they ran out to their next class, we would always pray over them. It would always be tests, or I want to make the team, or I didn't make the team. And then I think I wrote in my bio, that was one where we went around, what do you want to pray for? And this one student said, my mom died, and I just need prayer for my father and for all of us. I mean, I didn't anticipate that. I didn't even know that that was going on. But I just wanted the kids to know that they had a direct line to Jesus, to God. They didn't need a laptop or an iPhone or any of that. They could just stop where they were, and they could pray, and we could pray for them. And it was really confidential. Mm-hmm. So I would have this steno tablet, and as I looked back and I went, oh my gosh, I prayed for that, and I prayed for him. And, you know, it's a wonderful track record to see how the Lord works through our lives and to my students' lives.
Wow. What an amazing, practical, and powerful ministry. And the students would just follow their noses to your room.
Yes.
Jan Yap sharing about teaching there at Punahou, and how God used her for years. Hey, a bread maker and peanut butter and food donated from a church, from First Presbyterian Church. When we come back, I'm wondering, you may be wondering too, how did Jan develop this passion for teaching? And how, as God has used her, how is God preparing her for the season of life that she's in and even what she may see in the days to come. And of course, with all the wisdom that she's sharing, just pouring out of her life, I think it'd be very important, certainly a blessing, if she would pray for us. Pray for you. Pray for us. Pray for us. Jan Yap, a woman of prayer, a woman of wisdom, sharing heart to heart. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. How they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
I'm thinking about prayer. I'm thinking about the power of prayer and how God has used you and inspired you and given you, Jan Yap, wisdom and insight through your years, and we're gleaning from that right now. Hey, this is Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm talking with Jan Yap, our guest today, and she's just been sharing so much out of her life, her teaching, her over 27 years at Punahou, and the many lives that have been touched, and the outreach for Christ. Find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety for free. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Jan, would you pray? Pray for someone today. Pray for us. We need wisdom as we live our lives and raising children. Some may be parents. Some may be grandparents. Some may be working through their own issues as a person. And yet, there's hope even as you speak, because God has prepared us in situations, or is preparing us in situations, for what He is going to do tomorrow, or the next day, or the next year. Would you lead us in a prayer?
Wow. I always do it with just one or two, but not the whole island. Anyway, I will try. The Lord will inspire me. First of all, as I used to teach my students how to pray, we always started off with giving glory and praise to the Lord, and because He is the awesome God, and He is so wise, and He's all-knowing, and He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. So, Lord, we just give You all the credit, and we just praise You. Mm-hmm. And, Lord, we always want to clear our hearts of any wrongdoings that we may have done, thought, words, and deeds. And we just thank You, Lord, for Your abundant blessing upon all of us, even the most minute. You have given us so much, Lord, and we need to focus on what we are grateful for. And so I always tell my students that we always, and my kids, that we always thank You for whatever You have done in our lives. And then we go to the supplication, Lord. We just pray for all of our needs, all of our anxieties. We pray for the just the right moment or the right person to cross our path, for the right opportunity. And we just pray in general, Lord, that You will hear our prayers. We know You do hear our prayers, because we don't need a cell phone, or we don't need a password. We just need You. So, Lord, whatever's on the hearts of the listeners here, Lord, You know what's on our hearts. You know what our needs are. And so, Heavenly Father, we just ask that You would grant favor for this particular need. And, Lord, You always grant far more than what we have ever, ever anticipated. And once we're done praying, Lord, we just have to have a moment of silence so that we can hear Your word, and we can hear Your next command upon us, and you can hear that You are talking to us. So, Heavenly Father, we just offer this entire prayer up to You, mm-hmm. and we always end in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What is your favorite scripture verse?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And that's Philippians. I have it in my planner. I had this wonderful mother who made little stickers, and at the end of my group, of my little club, we'd go around and we would place it everywhere. And I had one student who wrote it out and put it on his exam before he started, and the teacher thought he was cheating. And then when she saw it, she said, "Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry that I accused you of something that was not right." And but I would walk around my classroom when I had a lot to do, and I would even say it out loud, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's my absolute favorite.
John, we got about a minute and a half left. And this last question: how did you develop discernment to learn instinctively, almost instinctively, how to best reach students according to the needs of their heart? How did that sensitivity develop?
It took off over time. And you know, there were times when I would say to a kid, "Get in here," and I'd put him into my back room and I'd go sit there. And it wasn't crossing the line. I would just yell out to the Lord. I mean, I would say to the student, "You know what? I have to do this for me." And I would yell out to the Lord, "Lord, please give me, inspire me with Your Holy Spirit on how I can best serve this student. I'm at wit's end. I don't know what to do. Mm. And just help me." And I would yell out to the Lord in front of this kid so that I could best serve this student. And the Lord would give me some inspiration. And I don't think I was crossing the line. I was praying for me because I wanted the best for this student. And I do it now. And, you know, I'm enrolled at UH, and I was enrolled at KCC too after I retired, besides teaching. And I would use that time to get to know these kids, to find out where their heart was, to see where their direction was. And then I would try, and because of what I've experienced with all my travels and teaching, and I would try and use that and direct the path of these kids. But I would come across as an aunt, not as a nosy, busybody. But I think it's so important. I really believe in mentoring, because these kids today need mentors, not bossy people, but somebody who really loves them and think about where the Lord will direct them. And that's my approach. And that's how I... It's sometimes my kids go, "Oh, Mom, you're being a busybody." I go, "No, I'm not. I really want to set them in the right direction if they're open to it. But I don't come across, you know, as being bossy. It's just really loving them, and that's where I come from with a position of love.
A loving role model. Oh, so needed, and constantly hungry to learn. Oh, talking about food and hungry, but hungering for learning, hungering to grow. Even this semester, she's enrolled at the University of Hawaii Cultures and Cuisine class. She's studying foods from prehistoric peoples to present in addition to some of her other food preparations. Jan Yap. Jan, what a blessing it's been to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you to Suzanne Maurer, who orchestrated this. Thank you.
Indeed. And dear one, I hope that you've been inspired and that you enjoyed this time with Jan Yap. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you haven't done so, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Jan Yap. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and a special thank you again to Suzanne Maurer and my web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.